What I'm trying to do here with the Buddha and the quantum is to combine two very disparate fields, namely meditation and physics, which are miles apart, or poles apart. Most people would think of meditation as the ultimate subjective experience, where a person is looking within and trying to de-emphasize the physical world, trying to look past the common everyday experiences that we have in our lives, and where physics, on the other hand, is the ultimate objective experience, where physicists are not interested in consciousness. They're not interested in what's going on within. They want to study the external world with no, and they think they're doing this without any involvement in conscious experience. So I'm trying to take these two polar opposites and develop a connection between them, which is non-dualistic, that is, a single understanding of reality that is not either religion or science, or just the spiritual and not the physical, or just the physical and not the spiritual. These two are deeply connected. And my thesis is that something that the Buddha discovered over 2,000 years ago, deep inside the human mind, and called the kalapa, or the subtle sensation, is the same thing that modern science discovered a little over 100 years ago and called the quantum. What the Buddha considered to be a fundamental unit of consciousness is the same thing that Max Planck discovered in the year 1900 and called a fundamental unit of energy. Physics and science in general assumes that consciousness is something inside of space and time. Where what I'm trying to do here is to say that space and time are structures of consciousness. They help us put together what we experience. They help us coordinate what we see with what we feel and what we smell and taste and hear. So that space and time, rather than being an external structure of the universe, is in fact an internal structure of consciousness. And once we're able to make that paradigm shift, and that's a big shift to make, but once we're able to do that, all of a sudden, a lot of the problems that we've been experiencing in quantum physics and in relativity theory begin to make sense. And we can put the pieces together in a different way. So what I'm doing is I'm not changing what we see. I'm not changing what we experience. I'm just changing the point of view from which we experience it.